everybody. This is Fred Bracciani. We have right here via Zoom a very special guest. He's a critically acclaimed actor, writer, producer, acting coach. Full disclosure, one of my acting coaches. A fantastic guy, a fantastic guest. We're happy to welcome on the show for the very first time, actor Russ Russo, whose brand new short film, Beautiful Boy, premieres at the Garden State Film Festival. Russ, thank you so much for the time. How's everything going?
Thank you, Fred. That was an incredible welcome, man. I love that. That was something special, man. Thank you.
No problem. Hey, you got something special cooking up right now. A lot going on. Of course, you already had Honcho, the lead trainer of Monmouth County acting classes based in Red Bank, New Jersey. But let's talk about the Garden State Film Festival. Beautiful Boy. I know this is a very personal project for you. Can you tell us a little bit about it and why people should check it out?
Sure. It was born through trying to find some sort of reel for a 12-year-old student. We kicked around some ideas. We tried to figure out how we could, you know, make him a solid dramatic reel. And through that, sort of cathartically, I started to write a very personal story about a father and son. And I said to myself, well, you know, if we're going to do this, instead of some sort of, you know, couple minute acting reel, why don't we film it like it's a movie, that sort of thing. And that's how it was launched.
Amazing. And as far, and not to give too much away, I know it's a short film, you want people to check it out, but if we were stuck in an elevator for a few seconds, how would you describe Beautiful Boy to me?
Well, it's a young, you know, prepubescent boy who his biological father is not with him anymore, and he wonders why, so he shows up on his doorstep. Leave it at that.
Sounds pretty interesting. And you've of course worked with actors of all different age ranges and everything, people in the 20s, the 30s, but also a lot of kids as well. And we always hear the phrase safe space thrown around sometimes facetiously, but I can attest you truly do have a safe space at Monmouth County acting classes. So when it comes to specifically working with children on this project and just in general, are there any steps you take to not only make them feel safe, but also kind of get through to them differently from, like, say, an adult?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. And I think what's interesting about kids is if you don't just talk to them like you would talk to an adult, they'll immediately tune you out, man. You know, I think you have to give them that regard, give them that respect to let them know that, hey, man, I'm on your level. I was once your age, you know, with it and make it a sort of friendship rather than it being, you know, hey, teacher, student, and we're, you know, generations apart and this and that. I really feel strongly about speaking to the core of who they are.
Great stuff. Now, you've been doing this for several decades and everything, and obviously mostly as an actor, more recently as an acting coach, but you've also been writing, you've also been producing. You've done pretty much a little bit of everything in this industry. Behind the camera, away from the camera, do you find it a lot harder from acting, or is it about the same and just different challenges?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same. I think I initially started to write because there were stories that I thought I wanted to tell as an actor. And so I started writing from that standpoint. And the couple of things that I directed, especially this short film, you can catch it on YouTube. It's called Heatwave. Stars Kiowa Gordon from he's now on AMC's leading AMC's Dark Winds, that television series. But it was just born out of like a story that like I wanted to tell for myself, you know. And so I just sometimes you take on those roles based on, you know, things that you want to get done. But they all have their own challenges, whether you're writing, whether you're directing, whether you're acting.
Now, in terms of the independent film scene, we always hear about New York and Tribeca. We always hear about L.A., SoCal, over California, right, with Slam Dance and all the, you know, Holly Shorts and everything else. But New Jersey has a pretty booming film scene, especially these days. Can you talk a little bit about kind of like the reemergence of New Jersey as kind of a film hub, especially with Netflix and Lionsgate heading here on the horizon?
Yeah. I mean, I always say that New Jersey was a place where it was sort of born. The studio system was born here. I mean, Thomas Edison opened up the first studio in the late 1800s with his photography and his moving pictures. And it sort of grew from there. It didn't really go to Hollywood until the 20 to 30 years later. And that became the hub once silent films, once they realized that they had a place that they can film 365 days out of the year, you know, inside, outside, doesn't matter. That's when it sort of moved over there. And you know, as well as I do, New Jersey has some rainy days, man. It has some inclement weather. But that being said, it's becoming its own film hub again, because we have the technology now to work around inclement weather. And so now 100 years on, this is becoming the place to film, the place to go. We've got tax credits. We've got, a government that's sort of, you know, working with New Jersey filmmakers. The New Jersey Film Commission is working strongly with the local filmmakers and the studio system as well. And so we're having a push of everyone, an influx of everyone coming back here.
Excellent. We've seen your cup a few times, the world's greatest teacher. You are not only an actor, writer, director, a little bit of everything, but you're also a teacher. You've been doing this for, I know you've been teaching for a while, but as far as the Monmouth County acting classes for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
What have you learned about yourself and the profession kind of being more geared towards the teaching side now?
It's funny, the teaching side, it sort of gets into the realm of you don't always know that you're the teacher. You learn so much through that process alone that you feel like you're sort of discovering things in the moment. And that's what is so fascinating about that process, is that it's happening sort of moment to moment, and things are coming in, and creativity starts to flow, and just the passion for it all, and in just finding the truth of any given scene or, you know, any given moment that we're trying to uncover is just everything to me.
If anybody is in the New York, New Jersey area, definitely check out Monmouth County acting classes based in Redbeck, New Jersey, run, of course, by the man we have here, Russ Russo. Before we let you go, Russ, we also like to ask our guests some random and rapid fire questions just to get to know him better. Are you ready?
Okay. Sure. Go ahead.
All time favorite actor and filmmaker?
Marlon Brando, Francis Ford Coppola.
Who did you learn the most from as far as working together, either an actor or a filmmaker? You can name both.
Ryan Phillippe. And I think as far as a filmmaker, God, there's so many. There's so many that I feel like it took a little bit from each one. I don't, but from an acting standpoint, Ryan was, you know, very, very gracious and very open. So I definitely picked up a lot of what he was doing.
What's a project you feel that you've done that is super underrated that you'd love people to check out?
For sure. There's a film out there. It's still out there. It was a top 10 film on Netflix way back in 2017. It's called An Act of War. I would love for people to just get one watch out of it. It's not the kind of film that, I mean, I don't want to say you can't watch it over and over, but it's it's a tough one. It's a tough one, but it's so worth it. So worth it.
As somebody that's done a little bit of everything in the film TV industry, you were directly affected, of course, by the actor strike and the writer strike, which have now been resolved, but not without controversy. So I know we can have you on all day. It's another episode for another time. But just briefly, what are your thoughts overall on where the industry is headed and how we got things settled with these two strikes?
Sure. Yeah, I think everything went well. Obviously, we don't know yet how the AI package is going to sort of reveal itself yet. So, you know, there's some skepticism there, but I'm always blithely optimistic.
And hey, at the end of the day, right, there is like that 2-year window to kind of renegotiate with everything, especially with AI and you know, the Taylor Swift lawsuit. There's a lot that can happen in a couple years. So hashtag stay tuned for sure.
Yeah.
Here's a fun one for you.
Sure.
What's your most awkward moment as an actor?
There's many. But I think when you try something and you fail so miserably, I think it teaches you a lot. And there was a time 25 years ago where I tried something on a set where I thought, you know, for sure I'm going to yell this line. And man, something broke in my voice or something happened, and the crew just started cracking up. And I'm like, oh, this is a bad acting 101 moment. And I'm just going to have to sit in it, man. I'm just going to have to let it live. You know, you try something, it fails, and you have to just sort of move on. But yeah, that was definitely a tough one when you get crew members laughing at a certain moment in your performance. It's like, oh, I failed there, man.
But you also entertained them as well, right? You broke the monotony, so you could have the bright side too.
So. Oh my god.
Oh man,
that line was not supposed to be yelled, but let's just put it that way.
Hey, you live and you learn, right? Like a truth teacher.
Yeah, truth seeker now.
There you go.
That wasn't the truth. Yeah.
What's the best piece of advice you have for success?
Persistence. Yeah, it's got to be persistence, because I think if you just stay in something long enough, eventually something will hit, something will happen. In 26 years, the only people that I know that I came up with, you know, and this is, I mean, God, it's going back to like the late 90s, are people that quit. Those are the only people not doing it right now. Everyone else that kind of stayed the course, they're doing something within the structure of the acting industry. They're making a living doing it in some capacity. The people that quit, they're just, you know, they quit. Yeah. No. Not for everyone.
Hey, there you go. Very, very direct, very brutally honest, very well said. And we get chatter on another couple high notes for people that already haven't been convinced. Why should people watch Beautiful Boy?
Well, I just think that if something speaks to you in regards to a relationship, people have had, you know, so many, not everybody has a situation with a biological parent or a divorce or, you know, these type of situations, but a lot of people, more than we can count, have something around that, you know, may have happened to them in the past. And I think in just sort of telling the story and sort of, you know, me revisiting, you know, my old wounds, it opens up people to sort of, you know, they can kind of maybe see themselves in it.
Before we let you go, where can we find you online, and where can we find you next, including the premiere of Beautiful Boy?
Yeah, so I will be at the premiere at the Garden State Film Festival Saturday, March 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Berkeley Kingsley Ballroom. I'll be attending the event, you know, all 4 days. So I hope people do come out and chat, you know, online, RussRusso.com, obviously Instagram, actor Russ Russo, TikTok, actor Russ Russo. And, you know, I'd love to chat with anyone who wants to talk, you know.
Thank you so much for the time. Bonus question.
Yes.
Is there anything you wish I asked you in this interview?
No, you were pretty thorough. My God, Fred, thank you. That was amazing. I feel like we covered so much.
You know what? I'm so sorry. I forgot to cover one more thing.
Sure.
All-time favorite animal.
The cheetah.
There you go.
I don't know why, man. I don't know why. That's got to be a subliminal or subconscious thing, but it is the cheetah for sure. There's something about cheetahs that I love.
Excellent. Well, I think people will certainly love to check out your new short film, Beautiful Boy, premiering at the Garden State Film Festival.